Well, it's now the moment I look forward to every week. We have a look at what's on the weekend, film-wise. Oops, oh goodness me, my microphone has decided to go all strange. I have to fix... If you've got a strange noise, then I do apologise, folks. The microphone stand is, basically it's knackered. Yes, it's completely knackered. We need to sort of tighten the screw a little bit. So, these things happen, I suppose. Oh dear. I wish you'd seen it, because I think it looked more dramatic than it actually was. But for a second I thought my microphone was heading for the floor. It didn't quite happen, but there we go. Okay, so it's the moment, folks, where I have a look, see what's on my favourite film station, Film 4, of course. And I have the listings here, and I always try but never quite get through everything the whole week in sort of 5 minutes, but I do my best and probably focus on the weekend. That's the main thing. Just a quick look though, on Feb 4, which of course is today, you've got Elvis singing lots of songs and things at 5 p.m. Girls, Girls, Girls from 1962. It's true, yes. It's a long time ago. I've been inside Graceland. It's amazing. It is. Okay, tomorrow on the 5th, we have Big, 1 p.m, with, what's his name? Tom Hanks, yes. And that's followed by another Tom Hanks film, The Man with One Red Shoe, so a double bill there of Tommy. And then later on in the day, there is something with Kevin Kline. Is that Kevin Kline who married Phoebe Cates from Gremlins, Drop Dead Fred, and Princess Caribou? If it is, then good on you, Kev. Go ahead there, la. Go on there. Go on, Kev. Go on, nice one, like. Marrying Phoebe Cates. Wow. Okay, so there's a film called The Machinist. Got Christian Bale in it there. It's a 11:05. It's got strong language and violence. We move over to Sunday. We've got Star Trek Nemesis, which is the last one, I think, of the Next Generation crew. Really? From 2003? Wow, it's quite old, isn't it? And if it's the one I'm thinking of, you're hoping for some sort of character development. Picard goes off and grows begonias or something. But no, nothing really happens. Quite sad. Except one thing I can't say, because it'll ruin the end for you. I can't say. I'm sorry. Sorry. No. No. I shall not tell you. No. But watch the film if you like sci-fi. I heard over Christmas that Doctor Who... they said the science fiction channel in America. I assume that's the sci-fi channel, which in Britain is now called sci-fi, but they don't spell it the proper way, SCI. It's spelled S-I or something, so it looks the same as Fi, sci-fi. Ridiculous, I know. But then again, it is sci-fi, so there we go. Now, it's not true. However, I believe that the station turned down the Christopher Eccleston, if I can say his name. I always think of Eccles Cakes when I think of Christopher Eccleston. That's strange. They turned down his Doctor Who. They thought it was too anti-American. So, there we go. What can we say? Free speech and everything. Okay, so Nemesis, 1 p.m. Looks good. Ish. And then Lifeboat, Hitchcock. You can't beat Hitchcock.
Okay, now on the program, we are going to look at what happens when someone does something.
I love him. Fantastic. That's Hitchcock. Hitchcock film. It's a World War II drama. Lifeboat, 3:15. And we move on. Meet Dave with Eddie Murphy. And what else? The General's Daughter with Madeline Stowe. Good old Madeline from The Thing with the Mohicans, Last of the Mohicans. She's great. That sort of English-American accent thing she's got. And that's it. Thank you for listening. Have a fantastic weekend, film fans.